Chapter 3, verse number 10, Romans chapter 12. It's been a tough week. I would say one of the toughest weeks this church has ever had, last couple of weeks. And Philippians chapter 3 and Romans chapter 12, if you're turning there. And but we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. And we're going to be all right because of our Savior. And we're going to be all right because of His Word and His promises and His work in our lives. Romans, Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10 is the first one we're going to go to. And then we're going to, I'm going to read these messages and I want to point out a word to you. How many like that little song? He's still working on me. Somebody said, man alive, is he ever going to quit working on me? I hope he don't. God works on us.
Amen.
I believe He works on us right up to the end. I really believe that. I believe right up to the end, He'll just always be working on us. And the Bible uses a term called conforming. Conforming, okay? So in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, I believe that's where I want to be at. Philippians chapter 3, yes. This great verse, Paul said this, that I may know Him. Not necessarily church doctrine. Not somebody else, but know Him. And this is the goal of Christianity, is to know Him. And I'll be honest with you, this bothers me because it just seemed like I know a lot of Bible, but sometimes I want to do I know Him. You can know a lot of Bible, and that helps you know Him. But boy, you can actually kind of split that. You just want to have a Bible knowledge, but not know Him. But Paul said, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. God wants us to know that. And I want that. Let me tell you something. There's power in a resurrected life. We're to live in newness of life, risen with Christ. And then he said, and the fellowship of His sufferings. I'm not all that interested in that. But it's there, amen? But it's still there. And in that fellowship of His sufferings, here comes something. Being made conformable unto His death. And whether you want to... World War II soldiers had a saying, especially when they knew they were going into battle, they knew we're really going to be facing the heat. You better go ahead and die. Because let me tell you why they wanted that. There is a truth about soldiering and warfare that when you're going in, you need to die in advance or you won't be a good soldier. If you do not die in advance, and we're to be crucified with Christ, we'll be dead to ourselves is a scriptural truth here. And it's funny that it takes real warfare to get men to understand this. Let me give you an example. What would cause a man to throw himself on top of a grenade to save all his buddies? What has to happen inside him? He's already died to himself. What has to happen? See, Jesus Christ was offered before the foundation of the world. I mean, this thing has to get settled in this. And what God wants us to do is die to ourselves and die to the world and be crucified to the world. And the whole goal through your life, and I'm just telling you, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and call into His purpose. And everything that God is doing, He's conforming us to the image of Christ. Now, that makes nice Christian talk. But the process of being conformed to the image of Christ is a whole other world. And so anyway, now let's go to Romans chapter 12. So there's that word, being conformed to Christ. In Romans chapter 12, we'll hit one other verse, and then we're going to just kind of take off. And I'll explain to you about this message here in just a little bit. Okay, Romans chapter 12. Verse number 1, everybody there say amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, we need to do better than that.
Amen.
Does everybody there say amen?
Amen?
That's a little bit better, amen. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Now, how many's got your shell? Got your shell? Hold your shell up just a little bit here. All right, now God wants you to do something. I want you to get this as we go in the message. This shell is going to represent you today. The shell is I want you to see an analogy between it and yourself, okay? Now watch this. He said, that you present your bodies a living, this shell actually present your body, okay, your life, is living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Him, unto God, which is your reasonable service. And here it is. Now watch this. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I'm going to preach a message today to the church and to Christian people primarily. This can have an application to the lost. but primarily to the church. And so I want to just kind of kick it in this way that back in the Bible, projectiles is not a new thing. When David killed Goliath, he had the same chemistry situation that you may, or the same analogy that a gun has. There was the bullet, there was the carrier of the bullet, the sling, and then there was the power behind that bullet. How many's ever wondered what happened to the bullet? Wouldn't you like to have dug that out of the Goliath head? I mean, if a man had that bullet, they'd have something, wouldn't he? And they used those stones for bullets, an arrow. And there were men in the Old Testament, Israel had, who slung with both right and left hand and could not miss. They would not miss by a hair's breadth. These are men you don't want to meet in the woods. These are men that's worse than you and you're 22. I'm honest with you. How many has ever shot at a buck and you hit your gun and he just kept trucking? How many has ever gotten buck fever? If bucks run, you're going boom, 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 boom. And that shell's going somewhere up in the sky and the neighbors are all ducking, you know. But those men were deadly. I mean, there's passages of scripture in the Old Testament where the armies of Israel went out and killed 100,000 men of their enemies in one day. You're talking about men who could reach in and get a stone and not miss you by a hair's breadth. Now, that's close. I got a son-in-law who likes to shoot long distance and pattern shooting, you know, and he likes them shells loaded just so that he can hit. Continue. He wants that pattern. He wants all them 9 or 15 shells to go in a little hole, a circle like that. And so it's not something that's not in the Bible. Bows and arrows, actually, the same thing. You have a tip. You have a power that you have this power, and then you have that propelling power, the propellant. If you buy gunpowder today, you know what they call it? When they send it to you, it's called propellant. And then you have the arrow itself and then the tip of the arrow that would do the damage and so forth as it went in. Now, I've been working a lot in the last several months. My son-in-law, Glenn, is a reloader. He is an ammunition guy, and he's good. I'm just being honest with you, not because he's my son-in-law. And I didn't even know it for a long time, honestly. I did not know it. And we had a lot of ammunition stuff from back in the Obama days. And anyway, I told him, I said, I'd like to load all this ammo and sell it and stuff. And so if you'd help, we worked the deal out. And so he'd been teaching me, and he taught me a lot about reloading, taught me how to run some Dillon machines and what to do and what not to do. And so I've just been going wild. And, of course, the political aspects that happen, I mean, we can't keep up. And so anyway, I've got these presses, and I'm sitting there doing this. If you wonder where I'm at, I'm doing this right here. Boy, I mean, I'm getting some biceps. Amen. I mean, I'm getting some biceps. But anyway, this week I was processing shells. Now, what happens is you take these shells that you've got. These are military Lake City brass. They're called once fired Lake City military brass. These are picked up off of military fields, mostly practice where they shoot for practice. Okay. And they're and so we're going to be looking at this day. And what happened was I was running this press, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm kind of fighting my flesh and my spirit. My spirit's wanting to pray. My flesh is thinking stupid stuff. And so I'm just trying to pray, and I'm trying to seek the Lord, and all this stuff's happening. By the way, thank you for praying for Sarah and the babies. She did have to have another surgery. The original suture didn't work. And anyway, but she came through a surgery last night, and she's doing good. Thank you for that. Clint is doing rough. We don't know what's ahead there. I want you to pray for Clint Souter and the family there. Brother Dennis, he's back there. His sister fell and she's broke her hip. And of course, Danny's family, and then of course the Troy Sullivan family. And there's just a lot going on, and I may have missed something. It seemed like my mind just runs crazy, but a lot going on. I was sitting there and I was running this press with my left hand. I've got a 650 Dillon press. It's called my processing. So you dump these old military shells in there, and it goes up into, and we're going to go through this. And all of a sudden, the Lord began to show me, Reggie, this is you, and this is what I'm doing with you over and over again in your life. And I am telling you this honest truth. I jumped up from my seat. I ran over and got a pen, a piece of paper, and I started writing. And I'd go back and I'd process, and the Lord would show me another, and He'd show me another, and He'd show me another. And I mean, within about 15 minutes, God gave me an entire message. And before it was over with, I knelt on the floor and I said, God, thank you for showing me this. This helps me to understand the pressure and the pain and the problems of life and of ministry. And came in the house later and I laid it all out and I sent boys, and those boys have been so good to work with me, Brent and all you guys. And I hope we've tried to put together these photos and a few short videos. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to keep this in your hand. The one I've got right now. Has anybody got one with a dent in it? Would you raise your hand? A dent in it. Oh my goodness, they're all over the place. Most of us have dents in us, don't we? Most of us just aren't a perfect shell. We got dents in us and we've been hit and stepped on. But anyway, this shell is a picture of being saved and serving. Now, there's something I want you to notice about before we take off, that it's made out of brass. Does anybody know what brass is in the Bible? It speaks of judgment. You live in a sin-cursed, judged body. That's what God's working with. God is working with a sin-cursed, judged body. Vessel. He talks about vessels. That's what we are. So we're going to show this first little video, and then we're just going to do our best. And I just want you to enjoy this. I'm going to try to move pretty quick through it. And I just hope that the Holy Spirit will show you some things that He showed me. And if you'll get a little bit out of this, I got a lot. If you'll get a little bit, it'll be a success, okay? So I just want you to listen. So if you guys can kick that. Now, the videos I sent him didn't do too good when they enlarged my stuff. But this is a Dillon 1050 press. And what's happened is it goes up and down. These are the shells, and they come down through a tube, and they go into the first station. And we're going to talk about what happens. But that's the process going on. And let me just tell you something. There's something going on the outside of those shells, and there's something going on the inside of the shells. And that which is going on that you can never see and won't see, and I can't see even while I'm processing it, is the most important part that's going on inside that shell. And God showed me that. And I literally got underneath my press and started looking up in there. Now, we're going to do something right here real quick. This was funny. We're going to do something. Let me see how many. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I've got enough. Would one of you guys care? Would you pass out over there that side? Make sure that side over yonder gets one. And then I want you guys take that, pass it around, and just look at it. Now, what I want you to do is try to put your shell in there. This is called a die. Okay, how many do we got? You got one over there? Did you guys get one? Okay, I'll start with you. Now, I want you to try to put your shell through the die, okay? This is called a die. All right? Now, think about the word. Hey, isn't it amazing what they call this? Die. You don't reckon God wants you to die to yourself? And here's one for you guys. And that's not a very good one, but these ain't going to work. Doggone it. When you guys get done, pass it up through here, would you? You guys get done with yours all the way back. You put it through here and you come right on through there. And when you get it, you try to put your shell through the die. So let's look at the first picture here. Let's just take off. And I'm just going to try to ad lib as I go. And is this just a still picture here, right? Okay. This is another 1050. This is the one we make pistol bullets with again. But I kind of want you to get the idea. There's a tray up here, and these bullets are coming down through, and they're coming out right here as that rough bullet that you have in your hand, and they're moving to the first station. So give me another picture, and we'll take off here. I'll try to... all right, there's... Oh, my goodness, that's a good video right there. Now, that's God and Him working on you. Okay, so that's God working on you. And let me tell you something, that's not a funny process for that shell. All right, go ahead with the next if you don't care. All right, well, that's God's goal right there. Believe it or not, those shells right there were once like what you have in your hand. They were once like what you have in your hand. These are called 223 soft points. And a guy called me the other day from Tennessee, wanting to order 3,000 bullets. And he said, I don't even know what I need. And I said, well, what do you want to do? He said, kill people. I said, you want soft points. you don't want full metal jackets. You want soft points. Now, this is kind of funny. All right, if there's full metal jacket and there's soft point. So if I'm a 223 bullet, which one am I? Huh? I'm the soft point. I'm an exploder, okay? The preachers had a full metal jacket. They just kind of go zip right on through you. In war, you're supposed to only use the soft points. You're not supposed to use the full metal jacket, the soft points. But anyway, that's what the goal is right there, okay, is to be conformed and used and made ready for the use of Jesus Christ in the war, spiritual warfare of Almighty God. And God wants you to be, believe it or not, a good bullet. All right, let's go to the next picture. All righty, there's a picture that we didn't have. I don't know. Is there a picture with a bullet down in the dirt anywhere? Have you? Is it the next one? If you can find that, pull that one up. Now, while he's getting that up, let me tell you what this is. This is literally when I took the shells that you have and we put them into a tray. And guess what first has to happen to them? Now, huh? Washed and cleaned. You know, if God's going to use you, he's going to wash you. And we're not just talking about washed in the blood, saved, redeemed. We're talking about the labor. We're talking about the water of the word that God will use a clean vessel. He wants to clean you up because these bullets mostly have been put in the dirt. There's another one, guys. I'm looking for that one where that bullet's down in the dirt if you find that. But go back to that. Yeah, oh, there it is. There you are. There I am. On the ground. That bullet's been stepped on. I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to serve Jesus Christ, live for Jesus Christ, go to any church, you're going to get stepped on. You're going to get bent. You're going to get wounded. You're going to get kind of twisted out of shape. You're going to get, watch this, used up and shot. How many's ever heard, I'm shot? That means it's all out of you. You're done. Anybody getting the analogy? The analogies are everywhere in this. I like the fell over backwards. But here's a picture of a 223 shell down in the dirt. But here's the good part. You know what God the Father does? He walks out there where you have fallen, where you've been cast out, where you've dropped, laying there, you're nothing. You know what God does with you? He reaches down and picks you up. There are preachers, missionaries, Christian people all over the country who are washed out, wiped out. They're sick of it, tired of it. They give everything they had out of themselves to God. And then they were, you know what happens to a shell when you shoot it through an AR? It is, and it's gone. And most people shooting it just couldn't even care less what happened. Can I tell you something? The truth about it is, Jesus said, after you've done all, say, I am an unprofitable servant. We need to get over the idea that, well, somebody ought to pick me up and shine me up and put me up on the shelf and say, bless God, boy, look at him. That ain't how it works. It's his glory, amen, not ours. Amen. We're created for his purposes, all right, for his glory. So, but the good part about it is God comes along and he picks up the shell. Now go back to that tray if you don't care. Go back to the tray part. All right, and the next picture back where we were on the tray. All right, now, so you put in a tray. They're just like what you got right there. And so we said they've got to be clean. They've got to be, dirt's got to be out of them. A lot of times I'll take an air deal. Does anybody know what wind is a picture of in the Bible? The Holy Spirit. And then you'd have to do something. Now, this is so powerful. And think about this with that dye that you have. I have right here is what's called a no-go. We're going to get into that pretty soon. But if you try, now watch this. That press, if you put them bullets in that, drop that in that press, and it hits that first station, and it hits that dye, if you don't do what I'm getting ready to tell you, if it doesn't happen to you, I mean to tell you, bad stuff's going to happen in your life. You know what has to happen to that after when I put them bullets in that pan? Give me the next picture. I'll show you. This is critical. Dylan, case lubricant. You have to oil them suckers down. Does anybody know what the type of what oil is a type of in the Bible? Holy Spirit. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I am telling you right now, I've done it, so I know what I'm talking about. I have run those bullets you've got into that press, forgot to put lubricant on them, and I'm telling you, you got the office mess on your... How many's ever done that besides me? Out there's a man's done it, knows what I'm talking about. You try to shove a bullet up into a dye without oil on it, and you've got a stuck, messed up, almost impossible piece of junk to get out of there. If you and I try to let God do His work in us without the power of the Holy Ghost, and we try to do it in the energy of the flesh... Without the Holy Spirit of God, we're going to get into the awfulest mess you ever seen. Everything, watch this, everything is shut down. We're not making no bullets today. We're going to have to get pliers and tools and all kinds of junk and try to pull that sucker out of there. And so much of the time we're trying to live our Christian life. We're going to church in the flesh. We're singing in the flesh. We're reading our Bible in the flesh. We're living in the flesh. We're doing our business in the flesh. We're just, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, I take that old dip. Now I use a different kind sometimes, but I'll take that stuff right there and I go, I'll make sure every bullet's on there. I don't want no bullet. Hey, you know what that tells me? This right here is like a picture of the church. Individual bullets. Now, here's something good. I don't process these in mass. And God don't process people in groups. God processes people one at a time. Individually. And you may get poured into, this is like the tray right here, right? This is the tray. And the Holy Spirit of God is trying to spray His power and His presence so that He can conform us to His image. But if we won't allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, it's going to get rough. And I don't mean Jack maybe. It's going to get rough. All right. We got to have the Holy Ghost if we're going to be conformed to that is how it's happening or it ain't happening. All right. Give me next picture. All right. Now this here's pictures. We'll just go quick on this. This is just a big basket of those bullets. And do you ever feel like that? You're just one little bullet in the whole pot. Well, we ain't nobody, that's true, but you know, God looks at you individual. He saves you individual. He conforms you individual. He knows how many hairs is on your head. So He takes us out of this pile of humanity, and go ahead to the next picture, and He takes us, and you know what He's doing now? One at a time. One at a time. Go separate you out. Bring you right down through the chute and going to deal with you. So here we come. Now this shell, boy, I hope you can see this. Get your binoculars if you have to, because this is important. This shell dropped out of this chute right here, and it came down, and then this mechanism right here shoved it into the plate, all right? And boy, I mean, just like that. And so it's locked in there. God ever got you where you can't get out? How many of you is going to move to Montana? You's going to move to Florida? You's going somewhere? You're going to buy you an island out in the middle of the Pacific? But God said, you ain't going nowhere. And that, see that groove down there in your shell at the bottom? See that groove? He grabs you right there. You ain't going nowhere. And He puts you right where He wants you to start working on you. And this is why I tell people, There's a way to get out of this. Yeah. But you're going to be torn to shreds time you get out of there. You either go in God's way and you come out good, or you're trying to get torn to pieces. Okay? So it drops down in there to the first station. Now, and you've got a shell, maybe not all, but all of you, if you look at your shell, there's something at the very bottom. Look at that in there ain't got one. Anybody got one with a primer in it in the bottom? Anybody got one with a primer? How many's got one with a primer in it? Raise your hand. How many got one with a primer out of it? Raise your hand. Oh, that's just like people in church. Some of them got primers, some of them ain't. Some of them got primers that's done been shot. All right? Now, when these things come in right here, 99.9% of them got a primer because they were shot out there on the battlefield. And they got a little dent right in the center of it. And that little thing's called a primer. Just for your information, primers went from 3.5 cents to 20 cents in the last 90 days. That little bitty piece right there is 20 cents right now in most places. All right. And you can't hardly find them at that. But how many can see this right here? Here is the die. See that? That's the first station. And in that die, where you can't see, there's a form up in there around the form. Okay. So it's more going on than just the outside. The main part of the die is not what you see on the outside, it's what you see on the inside. Up inside that die, there is a very hard steel, piece of steel, and I don't know how to describe it other than that, that absolutely is going to come, watch this, going to come right down through the middle of that bullet. And guess what? I can't even see it, and I'm sitting right there. Guess what? I can't see the work God's doing in the inside of you, and I'm standing right here. And you in your house, and you in your life, and God, the Holy Ghost, is going to put the press on you. And you're going to come right down into your heart, into the innermost being of who you are. And you're going to start straightening things out. That's what, I can take this shell right here, literally. I throw a lot of them away that I don't, you know, like, well, I ain't going to mess with that one. But literally, this shell right here, it's bent bad. Did you know, if I just took a little bit of time and made sure what I was doing, I'm going down, I could pretty near have this shell looking brand new before I get done with it. And the reason is because of what happens on the inside of it, unseen in the dark. Boy, that was a lucky box. I meant to put it in there and it went over there. Kind of like throwing the basketball from the other end and hitting the 3-point. Amen. But you know something, listen, God's work, I like great church services. It was a wonderful day and Jordan got saved here a couple of weeks ago. I love to see a good church service, but I want to tell you what I really want in this church. I want that quiet, dark work of the Holy Ghost at your house, at your home, in your life going on. I want that in my life, and I want that dark work of the Holy Spirit going on. Does this help you understand a little bit about what God's doing? I am promising you, God is doing something on the inside. If you're where God wants you to be, I'm just telling you that's the important thing. Now, so there's this punch. How many is able to see the punch? There's a punch right there. Well, here comes that die with that centerpiece. And at the end of that centerpiece, there's a punch. So, boy, here you're coming. Now, watch this. If you have a shell with a primer, I want you to be trying to take the primer out while I'm preaching. Work on it now. Did you know working on that's like you trying to improve yourself? Getting rid of stuff that don't need you don't need in your life. Now that thing is shot and that punch comes. Now think about this. Boy, I'm gonna tell you. So here I am, I'm grabbed that handle and I pull down. Boy, the first noise is a crunch pop. And God punches that primer out. There are things God's gonna take out of your life. Amen. And it's gonna take power and it's gonna take pressure and it's gonna take a punch. I'll be honest with you, watch this. If I just kinda go like this, don't work. You'll mess things up. You just got to have a good stroke that goes. When that punch hits it, bam, out it comes. God knows that you and I need fresh power. We need fresh fire. We've been used up. David said 3 times in the Old Testament, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The primer speaks of the fire of God. God is a consuming fire. It speaks more so, though, of the life of God. This shell, I don't care how much powder you put in it. I don't care what kind of shell you put on it. You don't put a primer in it, we're going nowhere. You've got to be saved. You've got to be born again. You've got to have that life of God inside you, that fire of God inside. And especially to serve the Lord, you need that fresh fire of God, okay? So anyway, we went down to the first deal, and now it's moving around to the second. We're going to show you this. So let's move from station one to station two. And here it comes up into this die. Now this die right here, oh, this is good. I was sitting there doing this and I was just like, listen, God, just speak. I'm trying. Well, I'd have to go right down because I ain't got enough memory to remember stuff. I was running. And God said, now we're station two. First station, I'm punching the old primer out of you. I'm working on the inside. And the second station, it's called, watch this. This is so good. I did a backflip. It's called an undersizing die. Why would I need an undersized die? When these things are shot, you know what the problem with them really is? Why can't you just put a bullet in them and get on down the road? There's a real problem. They swell. They get puffed up. In fact, I'll show you how puffed up they are. Now, this is a Remington Hornady 223 no-go. And this is what you check to see whether the bullet's right or not. And if it don't fit in here, it ain't right. I don't care what Grandpa says, okay? Now, I press it a little bit, and if I press very hard, I won't get it out. This shell will not fit in that no-go. You know what no-go means? We ain't going. I did a video just on this aspect of loading here a while back. There have been almost 62,000 people watched it about no-go, okay? But here's what happens to that second die. It's going to come right down over the top on the outside. After the inside, this is so, isn't this like God? After the inside's been dealt with, then we go into the outside. Do you know what God knows? He knows you ain't going to dress right until your heart gets right.
That's right.
I was like, man, wow. This is like the Holy Spirit kept showing me all these analogies. Everything, you just watch this. So anyway, so here it comes. And so it comes down the outside. It's called undersized dye. And the reason it needs to be an undersized dye, because it's all puffed up. And the reason it won't go in that no-go, it's swollen. Now, swelling comes in the Bible from two things. One, you can get wounded. I hate to tell you this. See that cut in my finger right there? I don't know if you can see it or not. This week, I was doing what's called resizing shells that's already made. And I'm grabbing them things, and I'm trying to go fast. And somehow or another, Reggie didn't pull his finger out when he should have. And it lit, the tip of a shell went through my hide and up to my bone and come down to my bone right there. I danced a Cherokee dance all over that room. I mean, it hurt. I'm not kidding you. But anyway, that thing, what it does, it, swelling comes from wounds. A lot of Christians can't be used and need to be reprocessed because they've been wounded and they've swollen up. I ain't going back to church. I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that. And I'm mad at God, and on it goes. So God says, well, if you want to be used again, we're going to have to put you through the undersized dye. I think that's funny. Because see, you know what? When we started making shells, I was using a sizing dye, not an undersizing dye. Guess what happened? That swelling was so much that a regular dye would not keep it where it needed to be kept. Now, there's another reason about this swollenness, and that is we get proud, puffed up. And God cannot use a proud Christian. He resisteth pride. So, God says, all right, Reggie. Now, you just pretend like this Reggie. I know the rest of you don't have no problem. He said, Reggie, first of all, we're going to wash you up, and then we're going to get the Holy Spirit involved in this thing. Then we're going to send you through individually. I'm going to individually work with you, and I'm going to work on the inside of you and take some stuff out of you that needs to be taken out. Then I'm going to move you over here to the dye on the outside. I'm going to conform you to the image that I want. I want to conform you to Christ. I'm going to take, watch this, I'm going to take you down to size. And we need that. God does that. God will saw your legs off. Amen. I mean, He will take you down. So you have that. All right, let's go get the next one. We got to keep trucking here. And all righty. Oh, this is where it gets rough. I just wanted to show you this. I took a picture. Here's that punch. And here's that first die. And here's that second die. And folks, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's a dark kind of a place where this goes on. How many knows how these are made? What do they call them? Poinsettias. How many knows how a poinsettia is made? In the dark. You cannot have them with light. They're only made in the dark. God is going to do the sanctifying work and the conforming work in the dark. And there may be some really, really dark periods of your life. Those are when God is conforming you. Those are when God's putting things on. He's conforming you to His image. Let's go with the next one there. And I hope I don't miss things, but it doesn't seem very attractive to me for that thing to come down on me. To be covered with that darkness, covered with that pressure, covered with that power. I'm not, watch this, I'm not in control of the situation. He has taken me places and put me through things I didn't want to go through. But He's doing it for His calling, for His purpose, for His righteousness sake. And that's a rough looking spot. Now, right here is what I love. I just love this. I'm going around the dye and I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what else? He said, well, look at the next station. Now, the next station that this thing comes to is called the trimming dye. This is above here, this is a motor. And it's going 90 miles an hour, probably 500 miles an hour. I don't know, but it's spinning like nobody's business. And right here, going down through the die into the bullet is a blade. And it's got a carbide tip blade on it. And here comes, give me another picture, guys. Maybe we'll have it there. I don't know. Oh, yeah. You probably can't tell it, but right here's the bullet that has just been through the cutting die. And right, somebody's saying it's time for me to quit.
here's the cutting, here's one that has been cut by the die, and here's the one that hasn't been. This in here is getting ready to go up in there. And that die and that machine, that motor comes down with that blade on it, and it goes, and it cuts it down to size. God's saying, you not only need to be conformed this way, but if you're not careful, you're too tall this way. And God says, I can't use you in my work if I don't cut you down to size. So it's conformed, it's done, it's worked in, on internally, it's worked externally, and then it's cut down to size. It's called trimmed. God ever trimmed you a little? God knows how to trim people, I promise you. Okay, give me next one. We got to go. Somebody may have been honking. All right, there's a picture of it right here. Give me another one. There it is coming down. And boy, that shell's going to go up in there. It's going to zoom. It's going to cut that. And it's going to cut it down. And I've got a gauge. I don't know if I show you or not. I've got a gauge that I can pull that bolt out and I can lay it right in there. And it tells me whether it'll match a 223 or not. And I know whether it's cutting it down the size it needs or not. Okay. This is another pit. Now we've moved now from the process. Watch this. We've moved from the processing deal and die to the making the bullet machine, the 1050. Okay. And so now here you think, well, I'm ready to go. Bless God. No, you ain't even got no primer, powder, and bullet in you. You just been sized down, cleaned up, washed up, anointed, and squeezed and conformed and cut down to size so God can do something with you. So here's this 1050 machine, and here we go again. I thought God was done working on me. No, he's just getting started good. So I come down again. So, all right, give me another one, guys. Oh, my goodness sake, that bullets are coming down through there, and this deal here's got to go over, and it's going to drop. Go ahead. Oh, goodness. Go ahead. And there it is, dumped in the tray again. God deals with you out during the week, and he dumps you in church here again. All right, go ahead. That's the tray dumps in. Now, here it comes. Bullets coming down. See these bullets coming right down through here? So this is bullets coming down. That's station one. And then station two's got another punch in it, just in case he missed you the first time. How many of you have had to go to school twice with God? All right. Okay, this is your primers. They're coming down here. And anyway, so look at if you got one of these out the bottom, it's your primer again. So the first station here is a punch just to make sure that things are ready. And the next station, go ahead and give me another picture, guys. I hope we got that. Oh, yeah, there it is. This was the first station here where the second punch was, just in case you didn't get it the first time. Here's this guy coming down. And what's going to happen, that's called a swager. And that little hole at the bottom, after the primer's knocked out, it has to be swaged and sized again so the primer can go in. And so God, and boy, I'm telling you what, you got to have a die, watch this, you got to have a die on top of you and a swager underneath in a lot of pressure. Crunch! And it pushes up in there and takes that and forms it, all right? And so then here, let's see, let's back up just a second there, guys. So from here, it sways that bottom of that primer, and here is putting the new primer in. One of the problems is sometimes primers can fall backwards. And I'm not even going to go there. That's a whole nother message. A backward primer you don't want. They'll blow up on you. You ever have a Christian blow up on you? His primer's backwards. Yeah. And when the punch hit it, but anyway, the primer gets put in. And then this station here is where the powder goes in. Powder drops down in. But watch this. If you try to drop powder into a shell that ain't got a new primer in it, guess what happens? It runs right through that shell and gets all in your machine, tears everything up. We got people wanting the power of God, powder, but they ain't got no primer. And their powder goes everywhere. And boy, I mean, it's a mess. I hate it when powder spills. Anyway, go ahead. Give me another picture. We got to get out of here. Go ahead. Oh, my. Everything's going. Oh, right here's a picture of that swager that's going to come up the bottom. Go ahead. And there's a picture where the primer's coming up right there. Primer come up and press that thing right in. You got the power of God in your life. Go ahead. And then it comes around to the bullet drop. Go ahead. And there it is. Right here is your bullet drop. And that machine comes down. It drops that bullet in there. Go ahead. And that bullet is called what's set. And that bullet has to, watch this, it has to be set exactly right. Can't be too deep.
Can't be not far enough. And then the next one right here, let's see, back up, guys. The next one right here is where it's crimped. And that makes sure that it all stays together. So now you've got this brand new formed inside and out, new primer, new conformed shell. And now it has the new primer in it, has a new powder in it, has a new shell in it. And it's, boy, it's wonderful. And you just take them out and shoot them. No, you don't. Give me the next picture. Now go ahead and hit that video. Now, it's not the greatest video in the world, but this is what's called a media machine. And what you do is you take those shells and you throw in there. And how many's ever heard the expression rough as a corn cob? Well, believe it or not, that's corn cob. Ground up corn cob. And you put the shells in there and you push the button and you clamp a lid down on it. You don't leave it open like that. It's got a lid that goes across the top here. It comes down on it and you hit the button and you leave it on there for an hour. You know what God do with you after you think you're really where you need to be? He's going to put you in the mixer. He says, you're just not clean enough to go in a gun yet. You get stuck with stuff and you got too much grease on you and grit on you. I'm going to put you in there with all this and I'm going to shake you up and run you around. How many has ever been put in the meat? How many has ever been put in the corn cob mix? And God's just going to work you over and get you where you're ready. But anyway, here you are in the dark again. And you're just being, it's just being tumbled. And you're bumping against it. Oh, this is, if that ain't a picture of church, I never saw it. God puts you in church and puts the lid down. And then he hits the button. And you're bumping into each other all the time. Being thrown against each other every which way. Shh. Too true, isn't it? Okay, let's go with the next one. Oh, then you come out of there and you thought you was ready to go to the gun. That's called a tumbler. That's the fun. God puts you in a tumbler and he just spins you around and around to get rid of that old corn cob. Gets you cleaned up more. You thought, man alive, what all we got? How many there said, God, what else do I got to go through? Anybody ever said that?
Yeah.
There it is. Okay, next picture. I got to go. Oh, my goodness. I thought we was going to go shoot, but we're not. Did you know what I do after I fix 500 shells? I sit down at my desk. And I take this little deer right here, because these are used shells now. You don't do this with new stuff, or you shouldn't have to. And I take every shell, and I drop it in here. And if I can't pop it out with my little finger, it goes into that machine right there, to my left. And that machine, when it won't go in, and it might just like a 16th of an inch, looks wonderful, but it'll mess you up. You'll pull the trigger and nothing will happen. And then you can't even eject it out of your gun. And if you're in a dogfight, you're going to get killed. I could not believe this morning. When I started making bullets, we had a real problem with bullets that would get stuck in the chamber. We didn't know what was going on. And so we finally were having to remedy it was because of the swollenness and stuff. We was having trouble. So anyway, got the undersized die back and got that problem fixed most of the time. I still had to individually check them because they've been through the fire, they've been through the fight, and to make sure that swelling is out of them before you send them off. And I tell you what I have. How many members the boy up in Wisconsin who is in prison, who's being tried now? What's his name? Anybody remember? Kyle? Rittenhouse, okay. Kyle Rittenhouse was confronted by a bunch of BLMs and Antifa junk, okay? Crazies. But he had his gun with him, all right? And he wound up and shot, two people, was shot at, and then chased down the street and tripped and fell. If you've seen the video, you know what I'm talking about. And the one guy had a gun. If you've seen the video, I'm not talking all side of my head now. Kyle turned around and had his AK, and I about guarantee it's 223, probably, or 5.56. And he pulled that gun around. That guy started doing this here. And then he faked him out and pulled the pistol out. And Kyle shot. Blew his arm off right here. And I watched that video, and I said this. If Kyle's bullets had not been good, he would be dead. This morning I come in here, and Jackson walked up to me and said, the Reddings said to give this to you. Some folks from Texas that I sold quite a bit of ammo to. And I think Jamie sold him a place. And they're just real nice people. And they've actually been visited here at church before. And he sent this to me. And I looked at it and I read a little bit. And I couldn't see it for sure. But I laughed because it says, Lester's
Lester's, America's cheapest ammunition. It usually works. And then it's got this picture of a hat and a gun and a guy's clothing in the mouth of the bear. It didn't work this time. And I love this because I'm going to hang it right up above my presses, and I'm going to hang it right up there before I box them. Because I'm going to be honest with you, we have a little statement. We try to make ammunition as if it's our sons were using it in battle. You know, that's how I'm trying to preach. Because I know my sons and my daughters and my grandchildren will be in battle. And I tell you, in order for us to have the right kind of ammunition for that bullet to fire and for it to have its effect, to be used to God, we're going to have to let God put us through the process. Now, folks, it's a little bit late, and you can go ahead. We'll try to finish up any pictures we have, but that thing has to be, again, there's a picture of a shell that's been bent. You can go ahead. There you go, picture of it right there. And sometimes there's corrosion on them. There's a lot of things that you can, analogy of what's wrong with the shell that you can do. This is a wild picture right here. I don't know if you can see this or not, but the primer did not get totally punched out of the back. I probably should have used 2 or 3 weeks to preach this. And I promise you, we're close to being done. When that comes through the second machine, it will tear everything up. Now, listen to me. When a shell did not let God punch and cleanse and take the things out of its life that it needed, it not only affects itself, it affects every other shell coming down the chute. It literally will jack the entire process up. I mean, when it happens, I know it. I know what's coming. I know there's a shell because it starts shutting everything down, and I know there's a shell somewhere in there. And I'm telling you right now, we need to let God do a complete work in us. Because it not just affects us, it affects everybody around us. Go ahead. There it is right there again. Go ahead. There I am taking the pliers and taking the primer out of that shell. Go ahead. This is probably the saddest picture. This is a picture of a box that I have where I've looked at the shell and there's just no fixing it. At least I can't. And it has to go to foundry. It has value. It's brass. But it just can't be used anymore. And don't let yourself get so wounded, so bent out of shape, so swollen, so prideful, so whatever, that God says, I'm not able, and so God take you on home. All right, let's get another one, see what happens here. I don't know what we got. Oh, there's a picture of a shell that will not fit. In fact, that shell's got a backward primer in it. That shell's a mess. Go ahead. There's a shell that's fitting right, dropped right down in there, and it's ready to go into a gun and be used of God. And you can see that one there isn't. Go ahead. And there it is. And that's what we're looking for, is a shell that will be, watch this, if this is Christ, that shell to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And this is what the Holy Spirit's doing constantly, is checking to see, are we ready? Are we ready? Is there more work needs to be done in our hearts and life? And there was this for me. Oh my goodness, looky there. That's what we're looking for. Nice, beautiful, clean, shiny, ready to fire bullets that can be used in the army of God. Go ahead. There you go again. Oh, there it is. Advertisement time. Advertisement time. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's all right, guys. But I just want to, I don't know. God showed me this, and I fell over backwards. And I said, Lord, Lord, help me realize what you're doing in me and let you do it. Okay? Oh, there it is. There it is. Go ahead. Off and onward and upward. And that's, I don't, they should be about done. We about done, Brett? Ah, that's it. Let's stand. Oh.